Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Was that Baffert? Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Payman. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9.
How about that one?
Listen, that's perfect timing. That is perfect. Did you count?
I would say that was probably like 4 seconds.
Get your extra seconds worth out of it.
All right.
Five is strong. We'll leave it at five.
Lots of money.
So, Steve.
I like it.
Speaking of making lots of money.
Okay.
Brian Bowen Jr. thought he was going to make a lot of money.
He did.
And thus he sued the Adidas. Actually, you do that.
Well, I was going to say, instead of going.
Speaking of making lots of money.
Yeah, I was going to say, instead of going that route, they should have went this route. Say it is playoff time. Big stakes, bigger promotions. DraftKings Sportsbooks putting you courtside with the chance to turn $5 into $200. That's 40-1 odds on any basketball game. All you have to do is pick any team that is still in the hunt for the trophy. And if that team wins, you'll receive $200 in free credits. That's right. Pick any team that's still in consideration and bet $5. And if that team wins, you cash $200 in free credits. All it takes to claim these 40-1 odds on the basketball team of your choosing is placing a $5 bet on that team to win. Don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook also offers great odds boosts on baseball. Could you bet baseball, you think?
Nope.
Okay. Hockey and so much more all week long. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCL when you sign up. Turn $5 into $200 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game. So they even got to win the whole series, just a game. And if they do, you can claim $200 in free credits. That's promo code WLCL for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Indiana only. New customers only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-9 with it.
Also, as I ask Steve to take advantage of our ability to control the temperature in the room, Steve, because temperature control, it's one of the most valuable resources in my life, especially, and I hope you feel the same way. And if you do, then I know the DFH company is the company for you, too. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can even look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Ask them, inquire, search for the Mitsubishi Mini Split like we have at our ESPN Louisville studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Also, Mitsubishi is offering a $500 rebate on its multi-zone systems. You can't beat those deals. So remember, 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Back to making money.
Yeah.
Brian Bowen is currently in the Australian League?
Might be, or is he was with the Pacers for a little. I think he's with the Pacers.
Is he still with them? Well, apparently his lawsuit against Adidas has been tossed out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very wordy decision. I believe Locke pointed out that on page 16, it's where the important part for the Louisville fan base is. Mm-hmm. The judge decided there's basically absolutely no evidence in a RICO case, which is For those of you don't unfamiliar, RICO is how you take is a kingpin, like a originally a kingpin, you know, law.
He was last in the G League for the Pacers.
Okay.
Okay. He signed a two-way contract and was, you know, with the Pacers for spurts.
Okay.
Okay. So, Bowen, you know, claims that Adidas basically hurt his earning potential
right.
by offering his father, you know, $100,000 to go to Louisville.
Right.
That was basically, you know, the nuts and bolts of the case. The judge decided that there was he gave opportunity to show any ties or any intent of Adidas itself as basically the corporation, any ties to show that they participated in getting and you know, basically trying to get you paid to attend Louisville.
Yeah.
So if a judge has decided that there is no case being made towards Louisville, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry, Adidas.
Yeah.
You know, acting on behalf of the University of Louisville, which is what Louisville is basically being accused of.
Yeah.
And a judge has decided in a civil case that there's absolutely no reason to move forward with this case.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it's to me, I mean, now we are dealing with the NCAA, and I know that that's going to be the caveat to the end, you know, that they don't have to follow any rule.
Wasn't it amazing how in the beginning NCAA brought up that new rule that they can use the criminal findings in their, you know what I'm saying, in their cases?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, but it is interesting that now you have multiple
Are you seeing this NCAA bill that's being passed?
No.
Breaking news?
It says this just in from the ESPN. It says, congressional bill introduced Thursday would allow college athletes to form unions and be considered employees to their schools.
Okay. Works for me. Well, that has to be done if you're going to do the...
Yeah, name, image, and likeness.
Name and image and likeness stuff. Yeah. It's you're gonna have to make just, them to be able to do that. I think that's a formality, probably to move on to the next step,
or some more red tape.
Yeah,
or another. Yeah, now you have to do this. Now we figured out a way to try to control.
Yeah,
how many people can? Because you know you join the union, now you work with the union rep instead of everybody. This is kind of what the big fear. It'll be a free for all. So now if you unionize, they can feel like, you know.
Which is interesting that we're in the middle of talking about possibly being in trouble for, you know, it's like, but the thing is with Brian Bowen, now a court has also said, and I think Mark Blankenbaker touched on this a little bit too this morning.
He actually retweeted Locke's thing that I saw.
It's like now a court has said, you know, these were rogue employees of Adidas. So, I think it's tough to say Louisville's responsible for the rogue employees if Adidas wasn't even responsible for the rogue employees, you know? So it's like these were obviously guys who committed crimes, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I don't know, like the punishment lies a little bit there. So basically what we're saying is if you want to know, I mean, it wasn't necessarily bad news for Louisville yesterday. Right. It was actually good to see that.
And you say good, I say confirmation.
Well, that's fair too.
You know, because it, like, we're just getting legal. Put it this way. In my opinion, we're basically just getting legal precedents, legal documentation to strengthen a case that we've already made from the beginning. It's like, it's basically when, in my cousin Vinny, when he kept on just driving the stake home at the end, and what size tire is, you know, available in the R5470? It's like, okay, I'm gonna keep on going to show that there's no possible way. Like, you literally have to change every law and every NCAA. Like, again, you have to do an unprecedented filtering of evidence to, you know, to make this a hammer of offense for Louisville.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. So, Texter says, can Brian Bowen play on the TBT?
Yes. But if he's making that NBA money, he wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I would.
Would you take him?
I would take him. Yeah, absolutely. Well, because Drew talked about that this morning too, man, and it's one of those
about the Adidas situation.
Yeah, yeah, and I thought, well, the Brian Bowen situation, and it was like, I mean, I do think that I kind of agree with him. I think that the number one like villain in this is probably Bowen Sr.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah. Like, it's kind of like, man, like, he's the one that kind of was shopping Brian. And, you know, and I mean, and maybe Brian knew, you know, I mean, maybe.
Oh, but he said, that's my dad. So, it basically, whatever he does, he can't do no wrong.
He's yeah, my yeah, dad, yeah, he loves yeah, me, so. Yeah. So, I mean, even if he was.
He sounded like he didn't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it's like, even if he was doing it,
my
or
dad
he didn't
is my
know,
agent. He takes, yeah, he, I let him worry about it. I go play.
Yeah, so, I mean, what would Brian know if he, you know, he's playing and the dad's like, yeah, we're, you know, they're going to give us a little bit extra, you know.
You think he knew his dad was off gallivanting?
Yeah, I know. So it's like, man, you know, you really screwed him over, dude. Like, I mean, bad. You know, it's like, I mean, Brian Bowen, if he comes to Louisville, he's a year or two here and he's off to the league, man. You know what I mean? And you got two dang good teams. I mean, so, I mean, because if he was here a second year, he'd have been here with Romeo and Simons and those guys, you know. So, you've got two really good teams. And, I mean, I think he'd probably been gone after, I think,
or
1 year.
Or he would end up here 4 years.
Yeah. And then we're like, well, better off. Should have got paid.
So. But, I mean, even, like I said, even when you do the math, like those up front, money deals, like, they run out quick.
Yeah, it's just we're just to the point, though, man, where, I mean, after courts have said the schools were victims, Adidas employees were rogue, like.
Yeah, if Adidas is not a victim and the schools are victims, what are you going to do?
And
you don't have, like I said, your Kenny Johnson fell apart.
Yeah.
You know, your Jordan Fair not reporting.
Yeah.
If that's the only thing.
Because you don't have video of him.
Right.
Okay. You don't have video of him. What you do know from the scheme is all the coaches that were in there were very uncomfortable.
Right. Right.
And the scheme says every coach that came in was very uncomfortable with what was happening.
And the scheme says we want Rick Pitino.
Yeah, right. Right. So, I mean, if that's what you got. At this point, I think
an operation that was targeted to get coaches in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that it's one of those deals where at this point, if Louisville gets in trouble, I just think Louisville fans are kind of I don't know how to use it. You know what I'll say?
The corner has turned, Steve.
Yeah.
Louisville fans would be accepting of the challenge.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
They would hate it, but they would be accepting of the challenge.
Yeah,
because it's like once you do the math of your listen, the Dino Gaudio thing. The Dino Gaudio extortion.
Yeah,
is probably the nail in the coffin of you know what? Just let's do it.
Yeah,
let's okay. We're gonna fight now. The coverage of the Dino Gaudio is like. It's like the A1 Exhibit A, you know what I'm saying? The last one you need of the case to say, I waited to the very last, right before my jury judges me, I bring up the Dino Gaudio Exhibit A.
Yeah.
Like, we went through all this unraveling of this case and these accusations and all that. We show up at the finish line and we say one more thing. Look at how that was covered.
Yeah.
Locally. Look at every single paper and look at the news and the headlines and all that. And you tell me they're not building a justification to treat Louisville separate.
Yeah.
And again, I said it the other day, and I'm sorry to repeat it, but some people did not hear this. If you compare what has went on at Louisville with what has went on at Michigan State over the last 8 years, Larry Nassar, Olympic sexual predatory practices, Olympics and on campus, rape, interference by head coaches in both basketball and football.
Yeah.
Head coach interference in rape cases, Steve.
Yeah.
the murder thing that Mark Blakenbaker was talking about the other day, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And whatever coaches, you know, listen, I didn't mind coaches grabbing players, but I know the coverage if Rick snatches a kid up and turns him around.
Yeah, right, right.
I mean, I watched Coach Pitino have two athletes sit at the media table and face the music, and that be spun as a racial demonstration.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Locally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, turn that into a
two step. Players that got in trouble.
Yes.
For
yes.
breaking team rules.
Breaking curfew or something like yeah. that. Yeah.
And he didn't want to go get beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we're talking to two guys in Mango and Ding Adele who you needed if you had any shot. Well, I don't know.
Wouldn't he just play on Virginia or something?
Yeah, at Virginia. Yeah. I was going to say insert Ding Adele Virginia joke here, but.
Yeah. Right.
But, yeah.
But, okay. Know. Yeah, but what I'm saying is.
We weren't going to be Virginia. What am I talking about?
I don't know, man.
VJ had like 20.
He kept us in it. Point being, if I compare those scandals and the conversation surrounding those scandals, they're entirely different. They're entirely different. And to Brian's point, nobody got fired. NASA went to jail. Nobody else got fired. Nobody got suspended, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
From the, you know, from that whole, you know, from all of 8 years of it. Right?
Right.
In some type of way, the repulsive nature of recruits and $1,200 or whatever was just too much, was where you had to draw the line.
Yeah.
Enough to remove the championships. Like, yeah, like your case, Louisville fans replay that in their brain and they're like, you know what? Let's get ready to fight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And not fight the case so much as to say whatever they try to do. Because once you accept IARP route, you're not fighting the case anymore. You're just
yeah.
you're just pleading your case and accepting, you know, what you get. So yeah, I think Louisville fans just put up their fist and just said, you know what? Whatever they hit us with, let's get ready to fight through it.
Yeah.
Or let's get ready to celebrate and say, uh-oh. Cause say you don't get anything.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Now we switch back to focusing on Mac. Now look, now we're like, okay, Mac, when that number 12 kid walks off campus, you're not getting the same pass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. our focus can be back to getting mad at Coach Mac.
Right. No, absolutely.
Look, just like we did Rick, and just like we did Coach Cup.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, but then you'll feel justified in getting mad at Coach Mac. I mean, like, whereas locally right now, it's like, oh, man. takes a really bad dude to turn your friend in. I'm like, well, it takes a worse dude to threaten to extort your friend. Like,
what? No, not threaten, to extort.
Yeah, to extort. Yeah, to actually do
no,
it.
No, and say the right word, cold.
Yeah, yeah, I think that was the word used. Like, no, yeah, well, imagine the type of person it takes. I mean, by that logic, now, I'm not saying I necessarily feel Dino, but
I guess you have to say you're a cold dude for your motto to be zip him up.
Now, that I would listen to. That I would 1,000% listen to.
You should have used that for that video instead of.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we'll take our last commercial break and knock down the rest of these subjects on the last stretch. Middays with Marcus Maben on 99 The Bill.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. That works. So here's the thing. I got to ask you this. Is our TBT team going to wear Adidas?
Very much so, yeah.
Is that just your best guess? I mean,
I'm assuming, I don't necessarily know the legal ramifications of this, but if the university is allowed to help out a little I'm sure they will.
Surely they're not allowed to help out anything with the TBT. Is our team going to wear Adidas?
Could you even set up a contact? Just set up a contact. Hey, this is the Louisville TBT team, Adidas. We're, if you want to help them out, here they are.
Yeah, let's reach out. Luke, reach out to Merle Code and see if you can get our TBT team sponsored by Adidas. Yeah. I don't know if I want Adidas sponsoring.
Tell them we're having Brian Bowen on the team, too.
Okay, so we're talking about Adidas.
Tell him $100,000 he was supposed to give the day.
Our TBT team going to wear Adidas?
Well, I don't think they're locked into that. No, I don't know. I think is the TBT, they might be sponsored.
Oh, like have their own, like you just got to submit your name and stuff?
Yeah, I might be wrong on that.
That's a good point, Steve.
But I kind of feel like that they're sponsored by, I want to say Puma or something. Like,
if they're going to do all the jerseys and you just have to submit your design or whatever, then I guess there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Let me double check on that.
Because some teams are going to show up with what are called pennies.
Yeah.
Is that what you call them?
The old mesh jerseys. Yeah. Wear pennies.
Yeah. Somebody's going to show up with pennies and they're probably going to be one of the best teams there.
Why did we used to call those like skibbies or something like that. I was like, I don't get it, but
pennies. I think
that's pennies is what they should be called.
Okay, so we got to have this other conversation too. Okay. I heard Drew and Mark Blakenbaker bring it up. So TBT, really quick. Brian Hall, TBT, you make it to the championship. Winner gets $1 million. Loser gets nothing. Coach comes in. Coach Keith Otto comes in and says, guys, they just came to us. They want to do a 70-30 split. Winner gets 70%, loser gets 30%. Do you think this team takes it? Would you take it, Steve, if you were on the team?
Texter says, I think you're right about Puma. So, yeah, I think that was it.
Is Terry Rozier still Puma?
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, would I take...
Would you take, if Steve, if you were just the last man on the team and you had a vote, would you vote to split 70-30?
No.
No. Would it change your answer if you played or you didn't play? I mean, just say you're really good and you're good enough.
I don't know. Because I always hate to do that because I feel like you have to make that deal way before the championship. Like fantasy, people do that, fantasy football. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I'm not making that deal on the championship game.
Now, I want it all or nothing.
Now, if
you wouldn't negotiate that?
So what's the price on it?
Okay, it's $1 million to the winner. Second place gets nothing. If Coach Otto came into the locker room and said the other team wants to split 70-30.
So basically instead of making 80,000 or nothing per player, they could make 40,000.
We get a 30% split of the $1 million. Y'all get 70%. Y'all split 70% to the winner, and we split the 30% to the loser.
I mean, you know, me, you know, saying I could use $40,000, I would come to that agreement. I'm with Steve when it comes to lower amounts. You know, when it's like, oh, there's $500 on the line, winner gets $500, there's zero to the second, or we could each split it $250. I'm like, no, let's play for it all. Let's play for the $500.
Well, and I won't even do it if it's like championship game. Now, if my father-in-law comes to me and he's like, and we're in the semifinals, and he's like, all right, if we both win this game and we face each other in the championship, let's split it up. I might do it then.
Okay, a game well, before the a game
Yeah,
before
but once I'm in the championship, I'm like, no, nah, I'm
but
in
the But fantasy football
roll.
Is sometimes, I mean, some leagues pay out second place. We pay out second
place.
Oh, we
do
so
too.
We
pay out
if you
second
make the
and
championship,
third. Yeah,
you're still
yeah.
getting money.
Yeah. A lot of times we'll pay that out. But, like, we have one league that's a big money league that's kind of winner take all, you know, so. And if you win it twice in a row, you get like a bonus.
Really?
So, yeah. Or three times, you get a bonus.
$40,000 is hard to pass up.
Why do you
Guaranteed.
Keep saying $40,000?
I thought when you split it up between 12 guys, the million, I thought it was 80 a person. Didn't we do the math the other day?
I think we did.
You might be right.
That's a long time ago.
But, well, you still wouldn't get 40, though, if the split was 80. Eh.
Texas says no because we're going to win.
All right, so if you divide a million by 12, is that how many people you can have? It's 83,333.
Yeah, it's probably going to be more like 15.
Now, Keith did release on Drew's show this morning that they're adding one of his buddies, who's A-10 player of the year. Yeah, so.
There's going to be some ringers.
Yeah, I was like, so there is a little bit of that, too, where it's like, yeah, there may be a guy or two that's not only a Louisville guy, but, like, I mean, I was like, okay, I'll take that.
I see the take, no, because we're going to win.
Yeah. So
I don't know, man.
I think he's like a shooter and just another guy.
At the
it's a lot easier for a fan to say, "Oh, we're gonna win."
I know.
As opposed to a player who's like, "Oh, I could take 45 or nothing."
Yeah, I actually took my couple of months and weeks in the summer to play this thing.
And I will say, players are. They know. Okay, let me use this analogy real quick. Players are more like, you think the top level players are animals, and it's like, no, I always think I can win. Well, you do, but they also know a player knows when they're outmatched too, and that's how they succeed. That's how LeBron succeeds for so long. That's how guys succeed for so long. Look, Bron got on that first Lakers team, and he was like, no chance in hell.
I'm gonna sit this one out.
If I'm gonna sit this year out, this is the year. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's like they say, like, me and Blankenbaker were joking because there was a place that moved into the Norton Commons and they charged so much. It was really expensive. Well, they did terrible there. Well, you think, oh, well, there's a lot of people over there that have that, right? No, they have that because they're not going to pay that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like my buddy Clay does really well.
Right.
Does really well. Clay is very
tight,
like, and not really so much he's tight, but like, we had a buddy one time in the kitchen, and my buddy asked, he was like, hey man, can I get $500?
Let me hold something.
And like, Clay was very clear in that kitchen, like, are you asking to borrow it,
right,
or are you asking to have it,
right?
Because it's one of the two, you know what I mean? Like what Blankenbaker was saying,
so mindful,
he said that store didn't do well because he's like, people who have money they're gonna go. And not big, even big, right. Big money, you know, but you're going to say, well, I'm going to drive 5 minutes down the road to Kroger. I'm not going to pay
some
jacked up price for right here. So it's like, it's the same thing with athletes, man. Athletes understand when they're, so I do think that they would be willing to do that. If, you know, but the problem is.
See, I think once you're professional and overseas professional, you are you're more mindful of that money too. I think this group would accept it.
Yeah, it's like, man, dude, like, you know.
Yeah,
I think
most people who play in the TBT would just say, yeah, let me get that 40.
Yeah.
At worst, I'm walking out here with 40.
Right.
For my time.
Yeah.
But, and the 70 would be nice. So, yeah, we'll bust them for the 70.
Right.
Or 70%, I mean. So, yeah. I think most people would. And now that I think about it, like, yeah, overseas.
So the 70, the 70% share would be about 58K, and the 30 would be about 25K.
I'd take that.
Yeah.
I'd take that. Listen, I'd take that at halftime. Look, if I was up 10 and they said, okay, we're going to do a 70-30 split, I'd still take it.
You're up 10, and the team that's down is like, look, we're going to fold. We're going to fold in the second half.
Oh. I don't know,
if
Steve.
If you take the – if not, we're coming out. Like, you know, we're going to win.
Would you take that? Because if they ask me that question, that might scare me. That might rattle my cage a little bit.
Yeah.
That might rattle my cage.
$58,000, a lot of money. It's a lot of money just to say no to.
But
I mean, it might not be for you right now.
No,
to say it, you know. But
it's funny, Steve. Somebody asked me the other day, like, when have you felt the most pressure in basketball? Right?
Yeah.
And in Asheville, North Carolina, we used to, as kids, we played basketball 2-on-2 for money growing up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah, we did that. So, like, we go to other kids' neighborhoods, you know, and my boy Phil ride bikes over there. It would start off as, like, full court pickup with everybody, right? And if you got into it with one of their guys, you know, all of a sudden, like, it's almost like a white man can't jump, you know? It's like, okay, well, all right, well, you get a partner, I get my boy, you know what I'm saying? We'll play up 2-on-2 on the side court, you know? So that was a thing. Like I said, $1, $2, right? Did it all the time, you know, during the summer. So, one time, my brother put up some money for me to play against one of his friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how it is. Your older brother, his friends are bigger, you know, just bigger and physical. And, of course, you don't think they're going to just go full bully mode on you. Like, you think they're going to try to, you know, guard plays a guard, dribbler. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think he was just going to do, you know, just try to pulverize me in the post, right? But he got the ball first, Steve. That dude scored the first two buckets, and we were going to 12. And my brother was like, what you doing?
Yeah.
And my heart just do. And he was like, I think my brother said something like, you gonna lose my money like that? Mm-hmm. And I never played so scared in my life.
Right. Right.
Right. Just, and like I said, when he said you're gonna lose my money, we're talking about $8 probably. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know.
It was my brother's money that he put on me on the line.
It's absolutely.
Like, so yeah, I guess for the million. Look, and I just got back from a place where I might not be too happy with overseas or something. Just, boy, yeah. This could really cheer me up.
I know.
See, I might, you know what, Steve? If we up 10, I'm going. No, I'm not making a deal.
Just say, I'm going to play.
I'm going to play for this
I'm
money.
Play it out.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, I did a full circle, Steve. I tried to be reasonable and think about money, and then I thought about my adrenaline level.
What if everybody else on the team's like, we're taking the deal? Are you guys going to turn them in? Turn them into the authorities? The TBT? They're making deals. They're throwing games.
I probably would play. I would play so angry.
So did you lose your brother's money? Texter
won. No, I won. I won. Jesus, no, I didn't lose his money. Are you kidding me? I would have killed that dude to win that money for my brother. Yeah, like, not going to beat me. But I think, Steve, if everybody else wanted to do it, I'd just hold it over their head forever.
Yeah, yeah. Just if y'all, yeah, yeah.
I would make sure that we won, Steve. And after we won, I would tell them over and over again. Could do a lot with that extra $20,000 that y'all just gave away.
Oh, I know.
And don't ask me to play with y'all no more. And then when next year come, I'll play.
I'll play. Because I did like the $58,000.
Yeah, right. I did like it. But, yeah, I think caught up in the adrenaline, I would pregame, getting ready to play a championship game. No. Because, yeah, I joined the tournament with everything on the line anyway.
I know. So you're coming out to the Bass game tonight.
I think I am. I will take a nap, though.
It's rare we get a confirmation. I'm going to be honest with you. What's happening right now? It's rare you get a confirmation from Marcus this early about doing something like that.
Are you iffy if he's going to show up?
No. No. I think he'll come. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the problem, Steve. I didn't say this out loud.
Okay.
You know what I thought when I was trying to decide if I was going to go?
Okay.
I thought, I just filled up my gas last night. So I got a full tank of gas. That's one less thing. You remember you heard me talking earlier, Steve. I'm disappointed you didn't figure this out.
Okay.
I was trying to figure out exactly what I was going to have for lunch the moment I get home.
Because
I know I'm gonna need to take a nap. Because like I said, I was up late. I got up early. I know.
Thirsty Thursday.
That's funny.
Gotta make sure you're ready to go.
No. I just know how I am. I'm going to have to take an early nap, right? So I want to know exactly what I'm having for lunch so I can get right to it. And once I did that mapping out, I was like, okay, I'm 90% chance, you know, there.
It's like he talked about the other day. He's in planning mode. If he's pre-planning stuff for the event, then it means that he's going to do it.
If it starts raining out where I live, I'm not driving in the rain to get downtown.
Fair enough.
Caveat.
I don't think it's supposed to rain today.
Listen, Tomorrow, different story. I don't either. But yesterday, it sucked driving in that rain.
Yeah.
I hate it.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Like I said, my tires are pretty decent, but I don't feel like fooling with rain. Like I said, it might be clear downtown, but I'm not messing with rain.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm gonna go. I'm looking forward to it, man. It'd be a good time. So
yeah, we haven't got out and kicked it in a while.
I know, man. We got a nice little suite there. Hang out and like they take care of us, man. So it'd be fun. So obviously, if you're out at the game tonight, you know
anything else we need to clean up? I know it's not a lot of time.
Well, I do need to remind people. Thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering to the ESPN Louisville studios. Try the ESPN Louisville special: 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink. And I got me a cold L8 back there in the freezer waiting on me to eat with them. So just mention ESPN Louisville. It's good 7 days a week. Or try the $9 lunch specials. I know Brian messes with those too. TheWingZone.com is where you can order. And they have two locations, at Hikes Point and the Poplar Level Road location at Quarry Center. Do you know that's something? We do all these reads, right? And like I do that Witch read almost every Wednesday. And then like right there going to our new place. It's right there.
You did say that.
And I'm like, oh, it's Brownsboro. Like, you know, and then there's so many things that I see out there sometimes that I'm like, oh, I do that read all the time. You know, like, that's crazy.
One more question. Oh, why did you say Columbus over Charleston?
I didn't.
Location for TBT.
I mean, I think Columbus is a better location. I think Charleston would be easier to win.
Why would you say that?
Because I think less teams, good teams are going to go to Charleston.
You think they just want to be in Columbus or something? Midwest?
I don't really want to play Jared Sullinger and all that.
That's the real reason. Why didn't you just say that from the beginning? You're hiding from.
I mean, Charleston's probably going to have that best Virginia team. Columbus going to have.
Why are you judging like this? The point is who plays and who doesn't play. Not what team you remember.
I mean, Columbus would be better for fans if you wanted to go up there and check it out.
Who's that West Virginia point guard that you don't want to see? Swole, stocky.
Oh, my God.
Tubbs, he's my nightmare.
He had a nickname, didn't he? Tank?
Yeah. He's my nightmare.
I can't remember. I know. Remember the old guy that had Joel Mazzulla that lit Kentucky up? And somebody said Columbus is less distracting.
Ouch.
I mean, Columbus would be a little I know. I think Columbus would be a little easier for fans to go up to.
Charleston's not far.
I don't think many Louisville fans want to go to Charleston, West Virginia. You ever been to West Virginia?
I like West Virginia.
Okay. Well, you're the one.
I always get pulled over, though.
Nobody likes West Virginia.
Truck Bryant.
No, that's not his name.
Somebody said, well, that was the one guy.
Though. Who was the – that wasn't the point guard.
Wasn't it Tank or something?
The super stocky point guard.
Yeah, hold on.
Is bullying everybody. Like, he's my nightmare because he just takes it a little too serious. He takes, like, life a little too serious.
Yeah.
And no, I don't want to run into him.
Okay, well, let's go to Columbus. I'll go. I mean, if they go up to Columbus, of course we'll go to a game. Be fun. I'll enjoy it.
Javon Carter.
That's exactly
right. Yeah, Javon Carter.
Tank.
Javon Carter.
I didn't know Tank. I just knew Carter.
Yep. Javon Carter. Yeah. That's 100%
That's the guy I don't want to run into.
Well, I mean, okay.
If I see him out here bullying my point guards, I know it's gonna be a nightmare. it's just gonna remind me. He's the reason you feel like the West Virginia strength and conditioning coach needs to be here.
Somebody said it might be Charleston, South Carolina.
I don't want to go to Charleston.
That would change things for me.
I don't want to go to South Carolina.
Charleston's beautiful.
It is.
That would change things. Now, if we're going to Charleston, South Carolina, I may choose that. Even though I still think Columbus would be easier for fans. But
Columbus, what, 4?
Ish.
Yeah. I think I go through there on the way to Detroit.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I do.
Charleston, South Carolina would be better, though.
Real quick, I want to give a quick shout-out to Double Dogs. I want to let everybody know about their Fetch and Go.
Okay.
Obviously, it's their curbside service. You pull right up outside. They'll bring the order out to you. You don't even have to get out of the car. One of the things that I like to get is the Dog Bowl Nachos. I'm also a big fan of their wings. Their wings are very good. They have pizza. They have The crazy mac and cheeses, like a stroganoff mac and cheese, buffalo chicken mac and cheese. They got pretty much anything you can think of on the menu. They got a whole beer selection. If you've never been to Double Dogs too, they have some of the I mean any game on. I mean, there's hundreds of TVs in that building.
And so they give a
generous
pour.
Something to check out in the Middletown location. Don't forget them. Double Dogs. It's fetch and go, and that's their curbside service.
All right. Appreciate that, Brian. That's good. I do enjoy me some Double Dogs, so that is good. Somebody said, no worries. Carter plays for the Phoenix Suns.
I should have known that. Yeah, I should have absolutely known that. I'm glad he plays somewhere.
All right, will you play us out so we can go get some wings?
Somebody just sent me a picture of a big bumblebee.
I know.
That wasn't nice.
That was still psychotic.
My dream?
Yeah. It is insane. It's like a perfect mind or whatever.
I thought it was just a normal nightmare, Steve.
Big day, man. Let's go home. Let's get prepped, ready to go. I'm going to go home, do some school, and get ready to head back up to Slugger Field tonight and hang out with the squad. By the way,
James
pegged me yesterday. They were talking about it is what it is. I said it. I said what I said.
Just going to leave. You're just gonna leave it right there?
I said what I said.
You gonna keep on going?
No, I refuse to go any. I did not mean to say it, and I refuse to go one step further.
Middays with Marcus Maven on 939. To each his own, DeVille.